Blog Talk Radio. Good morning. Welcome to Let's Talk. Now, we're going to pray this morning. We're going to pray for the elderly. We're going to pray for the children. We're going to pray in general. And we may talk a little because this is called Let's Talk. But in case we don't, we know that prayer is always definitely, as they would say, something that is on the agenda and something that should be always done. For the Word of God tells us that we should always pray. So I pray that each and every one of you will live a life today and for the rest of the week and the rest of your life that's filled with prayer. The excitement, enthusiastic, the unadulterated pleasure gift from God of prayer. I'm so grateful to God for everything that He's done and yet to me. So while we're getting ready for prayer, I want us to take a moment of silence to think about those things and those areas that we need to pray for. Believe it or not, most of the leadership in the White House and in the executive branch, in the government and various businesses, people that are elderly or supposed to be older and wise, and young entrepreneurs. And I know there's other people that aren't, but today I want to concentrate our prayers on the elderly and the young and the children. So take a moment and think about who and what we need to pray about. Now that you took that moment to think about who and what we need to pray about, not only the people, but the processes, the places, the circumstances surrounding the various things. Now take a time to think about the scriptures that you need to pray. Go ahead, take your time. Let's not be in a rush. What we need to do this morning. Because even when someone is pregnant or going to birth a child, it's up 9 months or however long for that. Because some children are born late and some of them early. And then for the elderly to be elder, for people, they have to get to a certain age considered that. You can be feeble at any age, but I'm talking about being elderly based off of your age. Okay, let's pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed is your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. God, today, we repent for sins of commission and omission, and every deed, thought, or said that has not been pleasing in your sight. Teach us, God, that if any man lack wisdom, let him ask, and that you will give it liberally ungraded to not only ask for your wisdom, but to actually walk in your wisdom, to actually practice your wisdom, to actually stand on and live based off of your wisdom. God, teach us the importance of living by and through your wisdom. Thank you for the high school diploma. Thank you for the college degrees. Thank you for the doctoral degrees. Thank you for sitting under the mentorship of great people. But most of all, God, thank you that we can know that we know that we know without a shadow of a doubt that the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit are the greatest tutors, mentors, leaders, examples to be mimicked, or even practiced. As you. For everything that we do and we learn on this side of heaven for man will fade away. But God, your word is eternal. We thank you for the everlasting truth, grace of God, and love of God. Teach us, God, the importance of teaching children to honor and respect their elders, their parents. God, we didn't say that they needed to honor and respect their parents according to their parents or the elderly deserving. But God, we want them to do what needs to be done concerning the elderly, because they one day, Father God, will be those elderly if you allow them to do. Father, teach them how wonderful you are. Teach them the honor it is to pray with you and to you and to worship you. Teach them, God, that you're a river, a fountain of living water of love and grace, and that your grace transforms their very minds, their hearts. God, teach them that it's wonderful to have a young heart, a mind, and a body, but especially if that young mind and that heart and body is dedicated to you, God. Teach them how that your goodness and mercy will follow them all the days of their lives. Teach them, God, how to be that light that shines in dark places, but not to align with the darkness, but to be separate from that which would separate them from you. Teach them the safety of your truth, the safety of seeing things through your eyes and the supernatural. How it's wonderful that you've given them so much energy, so much creativity, their youthfulness, their joy, their peace, and their hope, God. Teach them how you are the source of that, and that as they pray for their parents and their brothers and their sisters and all generations, as they pray for the truth of God to shine in and through their hearts, and how they'll be drawn to the music that will edify the wisdom that you have given them, that will increase the love that you have given them, that will give them the creativity in the various arts and sciences and mathematics because of the mysteries that you will unfold to them, God. Teach the teachers and the parents and the friends and the aunts and the uncles and all of the family how to appreciate and care for the children, not to abuse them verbally or physically. But God, how to teach them to allow hope to arise in their lives. It is the very power of the blood of Jesus and the name of Jesus. How you will cause them to see the majesty and the awesomeness and the beauty of the skies and the trees and the water and everything that you created and allowed man to create. God, we ask you to teach the young people how to sit at the feet of the elderly who will sow wisdom into their lives. They will sow wisdom into their lives through prayer, through Bible teaching, through teaching them how to experience life, the issues of life, the hardships, the difficulties, the trials, but also, God, how to have the love of God and the wisdom of God to permeate every fiber of their eternal being so that their dreams and their visions and their interests and the use of their talents and their abilities and their aspirations, God, will be those of young people, men and women, that are destined to share the gospel of Jesus Christ. Teach the children how to walk in maturity, not man's definitions of maturity, but God, your definition of maturity. Teach them, God, how important it is for them to not only know you, God, but how to talk to you and how to commune with you and how to spend time with you. Teach them the importance of sharing the word of God with their friends, yes, the very young people that they hang out with, the children that are watching them, that they will be examples to the children in every generation. Teach the young people, the teenagers, the preteens, the in-betweens, those in their 20s, how to be leaders in Christ, that they are our future. God, I ask you to obliterate and annihilate the pressures of pornography and cyberbullying and various online relationships and anxieties and depression, eating disorders, and the various pressures that affect the young people. God, I ask you to obliterate them and annihilate them. God, and cause those areas to be filled with the love of God, the grace of God, the hope of God. God, teach the children how to be blazing horses of fire filled with your Holy Spirit that will be great witnesses to people on the left hand and the right hand. God, cause America to be known as a place that's full of not only houses of prayer, but vessels of prayer, that our youth are known as people that not only pray, God, that live the prayers that they pray. Thank you, God, for teaching them how to walk in the Spirit. For the Father seeketh such to worship you. The day that worship you, Father God, must worship you in spirit and in truth. Thank you, God, for not making them think that they won't be tempted in life, but when they're tempted, they can go to the world. Just like the enemy of our souls has not only tempted us, but tempted Jesus. Jesus was able to stay focused on the word of God and the destiny of God and the purpose that God had for him. And he humbled his heart so that he showed the disciples how to be teachable. He showed the disciples how to look to him for words of wisdom, for ways to defeat the evil forces that they were going out against. He taught the disciples how to depend on him, where he depends on his relationship with God and his partnership with the Holy Spirit. Teach us, God. There are no limits in you, God. Teach the youth, God, how to walk in ways that will keep them focused on the Father, focused on the Son and the Holy Spirit, that unity, so that there will be no disruption or interruption or setback in their fellowship with you, God. Teach them that it's good to be a person, a young person that's known as a follower of Jesus Christ, as a person in a continued, intimate, and in-depth relationship with Jesus Christ, so that they can be an example of the true identity of Christ, of love and faith and grace and hope and confidence and reverence and humility to God. Teach the youth, God, how to submit to your Holy Spirit, how to fear you in a way of reverence towards you, God, so that they would know that the fear, the reverence towards you, God, is the very beginning of wisdom. God, help them to keep a broken and contrite spirit. Help them to live a life that wants to be a witness of your grace, a witness of your truth, a witness of your love, a witness of a prayer-changing, answering God. Teach them, God, that it's about your kingdom coming and your will being done. God, set their hearts on fire so that they can have not only an evangelistic heart, but they can have the heart of Jesus Christ. God, let the young people have an evangelistic heart. They'll want their brothers and their sisters and this person on the left hand and the right hand to be saved, to be delivered, and to be set free. God, give them a heart to want to share the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ, the Great Commission, with everyone, God, so that no one will be lost. That they will teach and share the testimonies of how the blood of Jesus has blessed them, how the stripes of Jesus has healed them, how the word of Jesus, for in the beginning was the word was with God, and the word was God, brought them truth, brought them out of the darkness into the marvelous light, how it brought them out of the sins that they were practicing, and how the Holy Spirit lives and dwells on the inside of them, and how conviction keeps them focused and humble and repentant. Ah, teach the young people the blessing that they have just in having a mind to serve God. Teach the young people, the men and the women, young and old, God, that are the teachers, that are the custodians, anywhere on the college, university, or wherever the academic trades or schools that they're going to, God, that you will be there to protect their hearts and their minds, so that they will be able to confront the various teachings about humanism and Scientology and those things that will cause them to ridicule or not believe the word of God. God, we thank you for teaching them how to keep the faith and that you are a promise keeper. Cover them and protect them, God. Do not let them be beguiled or deceived and tempted in a way that will cause them to lose their conviction of faith in the truth of your word. Teach them, God, how to study the word of God the same way they're studying to pass their classes and to pass the exams, with the only difference in that is that in the exam and passing is their reward. But God, when they study your word and meditate on your word day and night, in the end, it's eternal reigning with you, worshiping you, and adoring you, being with you, Father. Teach them. Teach them the importance of salvation, the importance of knowing what Jesus did for each and every one of them. And we ask you in the name of Jesus that you would convict many young people. You would convict them in their hearts and their minds and their total beings to cause them to know that they need Jesus. They need him as a Savior, and that Jesus needs to be lifted up so that he could draw men into him. Teach them, God, that it's needful that they would have the Holy Spirit of God resting and residing on the inside of them. Teach them the importance of glorifying you, God, and trusting you, God, and knowing you. Teach the young people, God, the importance of giving honor to the elderly, giving honor to the older people. God, many times the older people may appear to be mean and honorary and just stuck in their old ways and their old prejudices and their old thinking. But God, in the name of Jesus, we ask you to bless the elderly people so that they can be good grandparents and great aunts and uncles, and God. We ask you, God, to even cover their finances that may appear to be dwindling away or short because of maybe even someone had some bad spending habits, or in other cases, their children and others have swindled them out of their finances. God, we ask you to give them the finances for the things that they need, God, that the elderly would not be self-centered and that the elderly would not be prejudiced and that the elderly would not suffer painful terminal illnesses. God, we ask you that they would be beacons and lights of love, beacons and lights of examples of your wisdom, but not as negative, grumpy people, but God, as cheerful and positive people and joyful people. Teach them not to look back over their lives and live in regrets, but to live in today, that they will be prophets and teachers. God, help them to live in the greatness of God. We thank you for restoring the elderly, God, wiping away the shame, the evil speaking and the things that have been done to them and the things that have caused them to be troubled and not trust. God, thank you for them having not only the old age but the gray hairs of wisdom. Whether they dye them or not, God, and wear a wig or not, we thank you for teaching the elderly their need to develop a deep knowledge and relationship with God, who you are, the strong refuge, you are righteous. God, teach them that you are a promise maker and keeper. You are the rock. You are the rock in the fortress. You are that hope and that confidence. you are the chief cornerstone. Remind the elderly God how you delivered them and restored them and did so much for them in the past, or they've seen you do it for others and that you'll do it for them too. Teach them the importance of being a walking living testimony against praise and glory to you, God. Teach them how to show the young people how loving you not only benefits them, but how it gave them a peace that surpasses all understanding and joy unspeakable. Teach them, God, to live lives that show godly practices and habits of trust and praise and hope in you, God, and that they know that they can petition you, God, and that they don't have to be people that worry or complain or are negative or pessimist or angry, but God, cause them to be cheerful and positive and peaceable people. Cause them to deliberately cultivate their relationship and knowledge of you, God, knowledge of your word, knowledge of walking in trust and praise and hope and the faithfulness of your word. Circumcise their hearts and their minds and things and cause them to struggle with faith in you, God. Give them a true knowledge of you, God. Obliterate and annihilate all doubt and fear in their lives. Cause them not to be people of assumption and mistrust, but people of trust. Trusting in you, God, not in mankind, but trusting in you that you will guard mankind that's living around them, whether they're in a residential facility, a nursing home, wherever they are, God, cause the people that may have been mistreating them to have a new heart, to have a new way of handling them, cover them, protect them, expose that person that may be mistreating them, not doing things correctly towards the children and the elderly. Cause them, God, to be people that have learned that even in the midst of the trials that they endured, God, that they could trust you, that they could praise you and know that you're going to do just what you said. God, you're a promise keeper. You are a blessing. You're the one that blesses on the north, the west, and the south. You are hope, God. Teach them to have hope in the Bible and their hope that they have in the Jesus Christ, that then they would know that through the hope and the promises of God, that the things in this world they will have, because you said we have not, but we ask not. Teach us how to ask and how to patiently wait on you, God. Teach us how to have lifestyles that show people that it's okay to rest in God. It's okay to brag on God's greatness and his glory. God, we ask you to infiltrate this world with an addiction to love you, with a purpose and a focus and a destiny and a all-out ambush. A thing in their lives that's not like you, God, that it will be turned into a life of wisdom and being a fisherman of men, fishing for people to trust you, to praise you, to hope in you, God, to walk in your glory, to walk in a life that worships you in spirit and in truth, to walk in the life that trusts you. Thank you for the aged. Thank you, God, for the young people, that they're not self-centered, but God, they're centered on you and in you. And that when they have overwhelming problems on their left hand and their right hand, God, they know that they can go to the rock. They can walk in obedience to you, God, in every area of their lives. And cause retirement to be a time of peace, where the elderly can give you more time so the elderly can sell out to you, God, so they can be walking, living epistles of your greatness, of your holiness, God. Cause us to believe because we have a relationship with you, not because someone told us to have a relationship with you. God, cause the elderly and the young to be an example of love and grace and hope so that prejudice and discrimination and negative biases can be obliterated and annihilated through the love of God. Cause the people of God to rise up in love, rise up in praise for you, God, rise up in prayer to you, God. Cause us not to worry, but God, to be confident and assured in the things of God, in the ways of God, in the word of God, in the way and the will of God, that lives a life that says, not my will, but your will be done. Be it unto me according to your word. Cause the young people to honor and to respect their parents and the elderly. Cause the elderly not to belittle or even provoke young people into things that will cause them to fall. Cause the elderly, God, to be examples to the young people that will cause the young people, God, to the elderly and say, I want to serve the God of grandma and granddaddy, for that God is the one and only true and living God. And that we give you thanksgiving and we give you praise. Daily we thank you for your greatness, God. Daily we thank you for your love. All throughout the day, God, we thank you for all that you've already done. We thank you for that which you're going to do that we don't even know about yet. Thank you, thank you, thank you, God. If it had not been for the Lord on our side, God, not only will we be lost, but many would be lost because they've been watching us, mimicking and imitating us instead of walking and imitating and preaching and teaching about Jesus Christ. So we thank you for teaching us to be imitators of Christ. I know many teach that their members or the people at their church or their congregation need to have their DNA and to walk like them and to look like them. But God, man is flawed. Man is not whole. Man is not perfect. But God, teach us to be imitators of you, Father God. And if and when we look to leadership as our examples, as our mentors, that it'll be because we're looking at them through the eyes of Christ. For we are following them as they follow Christ. But because of what Jesus Christ has done, we have the ability to walk in the very example of Jesus Christ directly as children, as we learn from the elderly. We would be drawn closer to God so that we can have that individual walk with God. But just as children learn to walk, and as children learn to talk, and as children learn to feed themselves, and as children, as they learn how to dress themselves, as they learn to do their daily activities of life, they have to learn as babes in Christ from the elders to learn the things of God. And once they become of age, they're able to independently choose you, God, for themselves not because their mother or father did it, or their brother or sister, because now they're able to do it because they want to be true imitators of Christ. Thank you for the youth. Thank you for the children. Thank you that they're learning from the elders, that the young women are learning from the older women, that the young men are learning from the older men, and that they're honoring their parents, and that they're loving one another unconditionally. God, teach the youth to honor the life that God has not only given them, that you've given others. Teach people how to honor God, the gift of life and love and hope. For your glory, God. We ask these things in Jesus' name, according to your hope and glory. Even come so quickly, Lord Jesus. So we'll see you on tomorrow night for Iron Sharpening Iron. Bye-bye.